This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining us now to discuss the skill sets and experience employers look for when hiring new workers and what type of local labor force attracts new businesses to an area, our Vice President of Business Development and Projects with the Regional Economic Development Initiative Cincinnati, Kim Coyner, and Tom Gilman, Managing Partner and CEO at Gilman Partners, a retained executive recruiting firm. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Tom and Kim, thanks both of you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We were talking about this earlier with the other panel. What kind of growth are we seeing in the job market in Cincinnati? They're saying it's good right now. Is that what you're seeing, Kim?
Absolutely. It's been a really good year for us. 2016 ended very strong. In fact, we had more job creation in this market in the Southwest Ohio region than we did in the rest of the state. And we had a really strong fourth quarter, so we're optimistic going into 2017.
So you're thinking this is going to continue through the new year?
We do see that.
Yeah, Tom, are you seeing the same signs of that?
Echoing what was said in the earlier panel, we are pretty much at full employment. And there's before the recession, there was a lot of talk of something as a talent shortage. The talent shortage has reappeared, and mm-hmm. employers are struggling to find talented people. Talent moves fast, and a shortage of talent really ripples all the way through the employment system, if you will. Wages are increasing, salaries are increasing, turnover is increasing, employers are ramping up their retention efforts. So it's good times from an employee standpoint.
Okay, so it's an employee's market right now. It's a job seeker's market.
We would describe it as a candidate's market. So the candidates are driving.
There's the word. Thank you.
Are driving the employment market.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And Kim, is this the best it's been in a long time? Is this probably one of the higher levels Cincinnati's seen?
I think that we're busier than we've seen in a while. A candidate market is a great thing. It makes our job a little bit more challenging. That makes us spend our time focusing on what the area can do well to attract new employees to fill those new jobs.
Yeah. So what areas are we seeing the fastest job growth in?
I would say for us, we're seeing it across the market,
whereas
in the past, it would be more in the manufacturing sector. We're really seeing it across all segments of the market right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say your earlier guests were talking about manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, healthcare, some of those sorts of things. We're seeing a great demand for some more technical type professional positions, accounting positions, engineering, other related technical positions, information technology, very much in demand.
Mm-hmm. So technical positions, what we were talking to about, employers are looking for not just technical skills, but they're looking for people who have fundamental skills. Is that something that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things we're seeing a lot of talk about is employees who fit into a new employer's culture. Mm-hmm. And how do you shape your culture to attract the best employees and also to shape or maintain your culture to keep the employees that you have? And there's a lot of emphasis and attention being given to that at the moment.
So you have to compete to sell your product. You also have to compete to get good employees.
Well, and to keep them.
Yeah.
And one of the buzzwords in retention these days is employee engagement. How are your employees engaged in your business, and how do you connect them to your ultimate mission, your ultimate goals? Requires frequently rethinking a lot of communication within the workplace to get them engaged and to get them kind of really excited about coming to work every day.
Mm-hmm. That's become a key focus area of the companies that we're attracting to the region, is that employee engagement piece. A lot of detailed discussion on how they find those workers and then they keep them in unique and innovative ways. They can build that culture to be an employer of choice.
Mm-hmm. Go a little farther on that, Kim, as far as what type of labor force are companies looking for when they're considering moving into an area like Cincinnati? What are they looking for specifically?
So I think the labor force specifics vary depending on the project, but consistently we're seeing people who will show up for work, who have a dedicated work ethic, who bring the skill and innovation to the area. So it's going to depend on the position, but overall we're looking for that commitment to the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Again, 513-419-7100 if you would like to join the conversation. Tom, your company, what's it like in terms of trying to fill these executive-level positions, these upper-level senior, mid-senior level and up positions?
it's challenging, I think, like at every other level. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we find, even for the most senior positions, is that when we start a search, talented people are difficult to find. And if someone does decide to consider a new opportunity, they typically don't stay on the job market very long. Mm-hmm. So talent moves fast. And one of the things that we are always counseling our clients, the employers, on is how to move as quickly as possible, how to recruit in an era of candidate scarcity rather than in an era of candidate abundance, which we had for a long time. And it requires perhaps not getting everything you thought you would get when you started the search. So working the specifications so that you know you decide what's a must-have versus what's a nice-to-have and be able to give something up and that you don't find it early in the interview process and don't lose a talented candidate just because they don't check all 12 boxes you've set out at the beginning of a search.
Mm-hmm. Describe some of the positions, the executive-level positions that are most in demand right now.
We do a fair number of CEOs, CFOs, VPs of operations, VPs of marketing and sales. I think all of those have had a high demand in the last year or so. Right now, I would say it seems that there's an especially strong focus on financial positions, so CFOs or senior-level finance positions, or operations positions, mm-hmm. COOs, VPs of operations, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Kim, is that what you're...
Yeah, I think we're seeing it across the board. We look at a lot of shared service operations that are looking in this market. So they're looking for those C-level positions, the financial positions, a lot of those back office. Those are getting more difficult to find because we're having success in that market.
Now, tell us about about Ready, what your mission is, what you're working on specifically.
Absolutely. Regional Economic Development Initiative. So our goal is to help companies expand or to attract new companies here to essentially grow the economy through creating new jobs.
Have you had any companies that have been reluctant to locate here because of labor market issues?
I would say that's the number one concern of every company we talk to every day.
They're always asking that? Okay.
They're always asking, so it's incumbent upon us to be able to show a convincing, compelling story as to why we have the labor market, and that's getting more and more challenging.
But how does Cincinnati do as a whole? I mean, are we holding up pretty well compared to other cities?
We definitely are. I mean, although we have the talent scarcity, we're not as impacted as some of the other cities that we traditionally compete with, but we're getting tighter.
Okay. Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Now, we're expecting the job growth to continue to be strong through 2017. Ready is expecting that. You see that continuing in the years ahead, Kim?
Yeah, we don't have a crystal ball, so that makes it
What would be your best guess, though? Pretty confident?
We do. We've had a couple years of really strong growth. We have an unprecedented time where our business leaders and community is coming together to really support this job growth. We have a really great story to tell, so I think we're hitting on all cylinders. So we do see that growth continuing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the same thing. 2016 was our best year ever, which would say the employment market was strong for what we do. And we're starting 2017 very strong as well. We did see a little bit of a dip in new activity in and around the election. Mm-hmm. And I think the election scared some people or they're nervous about it. Seems to be recovering now, but, you know, don't want to turn this into a political conversation. But, you know, I think anything could happen at this point.
But we took a little bit of a dip, but we're coming back
yes.
up again.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Let's talk to Joy in Dayton. Hi, Joy.
Hi. I am a homeschooling mom who's got three kids that are ambitious, like, you know, any other child's mom would say, oh, my kids are ambitious. But I also belong with robotics here in Dayton, and we've got some of the most brilliant kids, some of them from really good high school, well-known high school that, you know, scores very well. And these kids are just looking for a place to be. And I've noticed some of our volunteer mentors are employers who are kind of scouting to see potential employees, because if these kids get involved in robotics at that young age, there will be potential employees. And I wonder if any of you guys have ever thought about joining with robotics teams and sponsoring any companies in the area would be considering joining with the robotics and just kind of like walk through this journey with them until they get to the point where, like, you know, I'm looking for a job. because they do have very good kids that are they'll become future employees, and they're learning, like you're talking about, coding and programming at a very young age. And we also have homeschool students who, most homeschool students are under the arms of mom or dad, mostly mom. Like you say, 80% of the decision makers when it comes to the kids is mom. And they don't have that privilege of having a guidance counselor at the high school. So it's usually mom's kind of navigating on her own. And this kid, that would be me. And sometimes they kind of get lost in there because they don't have all the tools that a guidance counselor has. So just an employer coming in to these organizations like the robotics and seeing some of these kids that are just potential employees, what's your thought on that?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea to the extent that employers can recognize potential talent early. They will do that. I don't know what age you're talking about. I don't know many employers.
I know we were talking the first time that junior school age kids being approached and scouted.
You know, I think most employers probably wouldn't start scouting until you probably got to the high school years or maybe even a little older. But I think like any other situation where you have a shortage, people will work to find some sort of an advantage to identify, in this case, talent sooner. So I would encourage you to get this group of young people involved with as many different activities or groups as possible. So robotics is clearly a very interesting one, but I'll bet there are others, and I suspect the employers will find them.
Let's talk to Ray in Cincinnati. Hi, Ray.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Hi, Tom and Kim. Really interesting conversation. My wife heard on the radio the earlier group, and she called me because she knows this is an area that I'm passionate about. Talking about retaining people and recruiting people, one of the areas that I see is really under discussed is the frontline supervisors, the frontline leaders that when employees join a company, they're the boss. You can have a great culture, you can have a great handbook, you can have a great executive team, but until they interact with their frontline supervisor, manager on a daily basis for weeks on end, that determines whether or not they really are engaged, they really love the job. A lot of companies take really good technical people and turn them into horrible frontline supervisors, which is bad for both of them. So companies don't create kind of technical routes for them. What are you guys seeing in this area that's really trying to help with the scouting side, but also on the development? Because I see a lot of people don't want to go into whether it's manufacturing, which is an area I'm very close to, because it's very structured. They don't feel like they have the autonomy or the voice, so then they get disengaged, and so they'd rather work at someplace else.
But your main question, Ray, is the importance of those frontline supervisors in terms of engagement, but they were talking about earlier.
Exactly, and also, how do they, on a daily basis, how do they live the culture that the company expects on a daily basis? Exactly.
Okay. Any thoughts?
Yeah, Ray, it's nice to hear from you. It's been a while since we've seen each other. I think that's a very complex issue, and clearly the frontline supervisors, as you say, are critically important. And it has to start with what's the overall culture of the organization, how that's reinforced and how that's valued and how that's rolled out on a consistent basis. And I think you're probably right that many of those frontline supervisors don't have the background or the training to live up to what their employers are trying to do. And I think it gets back to, personal development programs for many of those frontline supervisors.
I think that's an area that Cincinnati excels. I mean, even listening to the group that was talking previously, the customized training, the interaction from, our vocational technical schools through our community colleges, there's so many options and opportunities out there to provide those types of training to really make sure that that culture is being implemented.
So what's your advice as far as if somebody's going to become a job seeker, maybe they're my age, they're in their 50s, mm-hmm. they're thinking about starting over, or maybe they're just getting started. What's your advice for that initial first step, if you're going to get out there? What skills should you really, really work on, Tom?
Well, if you're going to start a job search, the first thing I would say to do is step back and identify what you think you're really good at. And if you have some gaps, then to get some training in that. You know, when you get to be in your 50s, your technical skills are probably pretty well defined.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't change them, but they're probably pretty well defined. But you could work on some of your softer skills, whether it's team building or dealing with conflict or otherwise, perhaps presentation skills, other softer kinds of skills. So you might want to pick up some coaching or some training in those areas. But the most important way to find a job is to get out and talk to people and to network.
Okay.
You know, you can sit at home and send resumes in over the internet all day long, and it's not.
You're probably not going to get anywhere, are you?
Not very fast. So it's very important to get out and network. And every time you meet with somebody to talk about what you want to do, ask for a few referrals, build your network, make finding a job a job.
Well, Tom and Kim, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Vice President of Business Development and Projects with the Regional Economic Development Initiative, Cincinnati, Kim Coyner, and Tom Gilman, who's Managing Partner and CEO at Gilman Partners. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. Pete Reitmeier was the producer for today's show. Belinda Kai was the assistant producer. Dave Shermer was the technical director. And William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.7 WVXU. In 2015, archaeologists led by University of Cincinnati researchers discovered a Bronze Age warrior's tomb in Greece that's been described as a possible gateway to civilizations. On the next Cincinnati edition, we'll talk with the project directors about the importance of the discovery. And as the number of multiracial Americans grows at a rate 3 times faster than the overall population, we'll look at how multiracial individuals identify themselves. That's Cincinnati Edition, Thursday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.